What was the book that switched you on to computers, to technology? For me, it was The New Hacker's Dictionary, a dictionary of computer language by Eric Raymond. It's a book that's actually based on a text file that circulated on the net for a long time. Originated at MIT, that was called the Jargon File. This is a print edition thereof. And this is from the 1998 edition. And I'm going to just read you three entries, chosen more or less at random from this book that's full of clever and rude and convoluted and hilarious language. Three definitions there. One, pessimizing compiler. One, Heisenbug. And one, the big room. Pessimizing compiler. A compiler that produces object, brackets, antonym of optimizing compiler, close brackets, code, that is worse than the straightforward or obvious hand translation. The implication is that the compiler is actually trying to optimize the program, but through excessive cleverness is doing the opposite. A few pessimizing compilers have been written on purpose, however, as pranks or burlesques. Heisenbug, from Heisenberg's uncertainty principle in quantum physics. A bug that disappears or alters its behavior when one attempts to probe or isolate it. This usage is not even particularly fanciful. The use of a debugger sometimes alters a program's operating environment significantly enough that buggy code, such as that which relies on the values of uninitialized memory, behaves quite differently. Antonym of Bohr bug. See also Mandelbug, Schrodinger. In C, 9 out of 10 Heisenbugs result from uninitialized autovariables. Fandango on core phenomena, especially losses related to corruption of the malloc arena, or errors that smash the stack. And the last one, big room, the noun. The extremely large room with the blue ceiling and intensely bright light during the day, or black ceiling with lots of tiny night lights during the night, found outside all computer installations. He can't come to the phone right now. He's somewhere out in the big room.